Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Todd Walker led the LSU Tigers to a 1993 College World Series title, earning the College World Series Most Outstanding Player Award for the Tigers at second base. He was also named the SEC Player of the Year in 93, went on to play 12 seasons of Major League Baseball from 96 to 2007. We're fortunate enough to have him join us now in his role as an SEC Network baseball analyst to help us break down what we should see at the box this weekend. Hey, Todd, thanks for being here on WWL.
Okay, you're welcome. How's it going?
It's going well. What an exciting regional. We thought it looked like it was going to be kind of a walk in the park for the Tigers, but then we got some drama, and what a memorable end to the regional to advance to the super regional. Now they've got a West Virginia team, which has a very similar record to LSU's during the regular season, coming in for a battle to try and go to Omaha in the College World Series. How you like this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same on paper. I mean, clearly LSU has two really powerhouse frontline starters in Anthony Ianson and Cade Anderson. Cason Evans has developed as kind of a starting role guy. I don't know if I'm sold on that because I love to be able to pick and choose him out of the bullpen and when you would use him. But he's a legit third option for them. And then, I don't know how much they love their bullpen options. Zach Cowan has not had a very good run here at the end of the season, but he's clearly capable. And the offense feels like it revolves around whether or not Jared Jones can hit you a 3 or 4 run or a grand slam or 3 run homer. And if Derek Curiel can get on base. Since we lost the number one seed, Vanderbilt, and the number two seed, Texas, LSU feels like the clear-cut favorite to win the College World Series. And then, of course, whoever comes out and survives that Arkansas-Tennessee series. West Virginia had a rough end to their season. They lost 5 of 6 to Kansas and Kansas State. They had to come from behind all 3 times in the regional to win those games. They walked off Kentucky in game 1. And then they scored 6 in the bottom of the 8th to beat Kentucky the second time in the regional. They don't have anything special. They had one of the best players in the year last year, in J.J. Weatherholt. They lost him, but it was a position player group that just kind of learned how to play, you know, around J.J. Weatherholt last year. And you know they're going to fight you. They're an older group, West Virginia. And nothing special on the mound. The K-I-L-N kid, Kiln, I think. Is legit as a starter, but nothing special. LSU ought to be able to win this one. But, you know, like we saw with Little Rock, the games aren't played on paper.
No, yeah, no one thought that Sunday game was going to be what it was with Little Rock, and no one thought that they were going to give LSU twice a real good run for their money in those last 2 games. So, yeah, that's why they play the game. You talked about LSU and not having a clear third option at starter. Hopefully they don't need a third option at starter this weekend. Do you see them going with the 2 aces Saturday and Sunday and hopefully not having to play Monday?
100%. I mean, that's the goal. And with Anthony Ianson and Anderson is basically a 1A and 1B. It's not like there's a big gap there. Ianson's made himself into a stud. Then you would fully expect that they would only go two. Now, Anthony threw some high leverage pitches on Monday. And so it made me start to think. I'm like, I went back to our research guy out in Charlotte, Jay Stu, went back and looked from 1999 till now when they started the Supers. How many teams have won their Super Regional after having to play that game seven on Monday, you know, that deciding game with a lot of stress and you're using extra arms? It's the teams that have won the Super after having to go through that is 40%. So it's a low number.
So 60% have lost. Wow, okay.
Correct. So that's an interesting stat for me, which LSU falls into that category. So basically, LSU has a 40% chance of winning the Super based on history.
We don't want to bring history into it because we know that no six seed, which is what LSU started this tournament as, has ever won the College World Series. And I don't know how much we should put into that stat, right?
Well, the top eights have won the national championship every single year since 2017, except for Ole Miss in 2022 when they were the last team in. So if you're a top eight, now, of course, we've lost half of those, then yes, you do. History will tell you have a legitimate chance of winning. I don't know if six specifically has ever won it.
No, yeah, we've talked about that a lot here. Six has never won the College World Series.
Okay.
For no real reason that we can find, other than it just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's pick and choosing there. But top eights have. They've won it every year. And if you talk about, if you can include Arkansas in 2018, who got beat, they were a top eight that year too. So you know, history will tell you the top eights have won it every year since 17, except for Ole Miss. So LSU's in perfect position with the starting roles they have. Again, I think the key for the offense is what I told you with Jared Jones and Curiel. We've seen it go blank a couple times, but that's kind of baseball, you know. I mean, hitting comes and goes, but I think it revolves around those two items that I told you in their lineup with Jared Jones and Curiel.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man, you know, you talked about Ianson having to throw pitches on Monday to get him the victory and get him on to the Supers. And they like to give their guys a lot of rest. LSU has been doing that all season. Very different than Little Rock, who was throwing pitchers who had just pitched 2 days earlier because, well, they were, as they kept saying, playing with house money, and they were throwing everything out there, whatever it took. Are you at all concerned? And you gave us that 60-40 stat, but are you concerned about Ianson going back out here more likely Sunday, I would guess, and having to pitch again after having just pitched on Monday.
Yeah, so that gives him 5 days rest. I think I'm not concerned about that. No, I think he'll do his thing. The greatest thing you got with Cade Anderson is he just doesn't crack. Like, he's not Paul Skeens, but he is in a sense that he just doesn't have a bad outing. Like, he goes six and he strikes out 10 every time he goes out. It's amazing what Cade Anderson can do, and Anthony Ionson's right behind that. So they have the luxury of having those frontline guys with Cason Evans, who did what he did against Little Rock, struck out, what, 8 or 9 in a row, whatever it was. The capabilities they have. The bullpen's vulnerable a little bit, and, you know, just the depth of the offense is vulnerable, but they still are, to me, non-biased, the odds-on favorite, you know, other than either Arkansas or Tennessee to win this whole thing.
Todd Walker, LSU champion, SEC analyst, 12-year MLB player. We are sure glad that you joined us today to kind of help break this down for us. This is, though, a very different college baseball landscape now than it was when you were playing for LSU, isn't it? I mean, it's so much more talent. You were more the exception then. Now it's more the rule that we see these extremely talented players in college baseball.
We had 100 rounds of the draft back when I played. So if you didn't get drafted after your third year of college, you just weren't very good. Like, you weren't going to have a future and, you know, that type of thing. Now you're seeing first and second rounders deciding to go to college instead of signing pro. You're seeing fifth-year, sixth-year seniors still playing college baseball. So, yes, the talent level is better than it was 30 years ago. I think the coaching's probably better, although I had Skip Bertman and Mike Bianco. So I was blessed.
Yeah, they're getting better than
I was there. Yeah, Dan Canterbury, Smoke Laval, so Beetle Bailey. So we had some great ones. But it wasn't universal, right? But now with the ballparks the way they are too, I mean, they're legitimate AAA big league ballparks around the SEC now. You're just drawing better talent. And everybody wants to play in the SEC. So when you can transfer without penalty, if you play somewhere else and you have a big year, you're trying to get into the SEC. So, yeah, I mean, the talent's at an all-time high, which is why you've seen the SEC win the last 5 national championships in a row and 6 of the last 7 with Arkansas making it to the final in 18. And it's if you include Arkansas, it's 7 different teams. So there's parity within the conference as well. And that's why I think you'll see it again this year. Although we don't have as many teams playing right now that I thought we would.
Yeah, a bunch of eliminated.
13 get in. Yeah, we had 13 get in and only 4 are alive now. So, but I still think you're going to see the SEC win another one this year. Auburn's kind of jumped off the page, you know, with what they're doing. Their offense has really sparked, and Coastal's a big battle for them. But that's going to be a big super regional. And then we've talked about the other 3. So it's exciting, man. I'm out here. I'm on the 70th floor of the Intercontinental right now talking to you out in Los Angeles. So it's a little spooky for me. But we're out here for the UCLA and UTSA battle, and you touched on it. Like, it's funny to watch these mid-majors now do well and get to this point, but it's like these pitchers will go on 2 days rest, they'll run through brick walls for you. So it's the opposite of what we thought, which is NIL and transfer portal and everybody wanting to play in the SEC would dominate. The antithesis of that is the kids just play as a team, they're unselfish, they get after it, they're willing to do whatever it takes. And so you're starting to see a little bit of that now.
Well, we look forward to checking you out on ESPN and the SEC Network, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again about LSU in Omaha playing for a College World Series. You started out by telling us you think they've got the best odds to win it all. I like to hear that. Thank you, Todd. Have a great call. Enjoy your time out there in L.A. and maybe find some solid ground. 70 floors, that's pretty high up for any of us. So.
It's pretty high. I'm headed down right now. Thanks, man.
No earthquakes. All right. Todd Walker here on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.